New film set in the Faroe Islands explores the struggle to maintain a traditional connection with land and culture in an environment where economic conditions are driving people to leave for the mainland in Denmark. In The Last Paradise on Earth, we encounter Kari, who is left with difficult choices, finding a new job after the fish factory collapses, whilst also caring for his sister. Stephen Hill asked the film's director, Sakaris Stora, what was the inspiration for the film?
I think the idea came from my time on a factory, because I worked for 3 years on a fish factory like the one in the film. And I did that instead of going to college. So I did that like full-time for 3 years, and I wanted to show the culture and the environment that is like on the factory and around the factory. And I live in a town that is similar to the one in the film, which has been like in a decline for like many years. But still there are people who like to live here, and I live here myself, so like based on the personal experience living that life.
So for many people, the Faroe Islands is not that well known. It's because of very small population across remote islands, and much of its income relies upon fishing and tourism, both of which are sporadic in their need for labour. Your film focuses on how difficult it is finding a sustainable living in such situations. Can you tell us a little bit about the social challenges of the people living in the Faroe Islands?
Yeah, like it depends, of course, if it's in the capital and the mainland, or if it's like more in the outskirts, like this film. Of course, it has like the challenges that every small place has. Like people want to follow their ambitions and move to the bigger world and experience things. But there are also those who want to stay, and the film is more focused about that. But it is happening in a time world where the world is changing a lot. There's like, of course, the environmental pressure, but there's also like this social pressure of everyone having to become something or be something, do something. So I think that this film is more about those who don't have those ambitions necessarily, and through hardship manage to see the beauty and the things that they have around them, even if things aren't that beautiful all the time.
So what's interesting is many of Kari's friends and colleagues are seeking opportunities for work and study outside the Faroe Islands, but at the same time, Kari wants to remain connected to place and to culture, to environment. We see him, on many occasions, he's just staring out in the fjords. Can you tell us a little bit about Kari, how you developed this character?
I think I wanted to work with this character who sees the beauty in the things that he has around them, even if they aren't that beautiful all the time. I think one of the challenges was that he is like a very passive person in a way. He just flows along with everything. And then when this external threat hits him, then everything changes and everything falls on the floor. And I think also he's one of these masculine characters that doesn't say much. And I think it was funny to like explore that on like an emotional level. And at the same time, I think I can see a lot of myself and other people in that character. So I think that was the driving force behind writing that character.
And you also, at the same time, you've got the challenge of the absent father, also in that responsibility is foisted upon Kari at a very young age due to his father working on a fishing boat. And this leads to him to having to become a surrogate father for his sister, who we discover later in the film is not attending school and is sort of similarly finding difficulty navigating in adulthood. Can you tell us a little bit about this relationship Kari has with his sister?
It is non-existing relationship almost. I'm like, they just exist in the same house. And that is also because both of them are dealing with this grief and these emotions that they don't talk about, and they don't listen to each other. So their relationship and their journey is to kind of acknowledge each other and listen to each other so they can like fight the challenges that they meet together.
Must have been quite a challenge getting this performance because as you said, Kari's the performance from us, it's the main actor, Samuel Hansen. Kari, he's a man of few words. So it's like, how were you able to show to an audience, what was really going on in Kari's mind?
Yeah, he's really good to work with. And I really enjoyed like working with the actors in this film. I think his character is very difficult to portray, a character who doesn't speak his mind. He doesn't say much. And his emotions, they have to like live on the outside of him without him showing them too much. We worked a lot with the script. It took a lot of time to do the script because we were like working in like three different languages on the script. So everything was like a lot of translations and stuff like that. But I also like kind of rehearsed a lot with them, especially the sister and the brother. And throughout that process, we also took their improvisations and what they added to the characters, and we took it back to the script and kind of mixed it around there and then back to rehearsals. So it was a very organic process and a very living process in a way that helped create those emotions that you see and feel in the film.
So much of the conflict in the film is based around the collapse of the fishing industry on the islands. Has global warming impacted on the way in which this traditional practice is carried out?
Yeah, like for a small community that lives off the resources in nature, those communities, they get affected a lot when those resources change. So they are very fragile to the changes that are happening in the
Stephen
nature.
Hill speaking there with Sakara Stora, director of the film The Last Paradise on Earth. This is premiering at the Scandinavian Film Festival in all capital cities, as well as Canberra, Ballarat and Byron Bay.